The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul, hey, don't hold that against me. That'll be just icing on the cake. Now, the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. Now, we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you find yourself at a business crossroads and you're not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we're on a mission here to build these businesses, put our people to work. No moaning and groaning here. We come here because we understand that even though sometimes the deck may be stacked against us, sometimes we're facing staggering odds, sometimes we find ourselves behind the eight ball, but we are a people who persevere. And I think that we need to equip ourselves with some financial and business and all that good stuff, awareness. We need to empower ourselves. And that's what this show is all about, economic empowerment. So if you're a business owner, or if you're thinking about getting into business, then this is the show you need to bookmark, save, file, whatever you want to do. Make sure you tune in. Now, if you know somebody, some of you folks are listening, you just finished listening to Nature Boy. You may not be a business owner. You may just be somebody who knows someone who has a business. Your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your son, your daughter. Tell them to tune in to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show every Friday at 10:30 a.m. and let Robert Gatewood give them some advice. Now, I've been doing this for quite a while now. Don't let this baby face fool you. Don't you laugh over there, Pam. Don't let this baby face fool you, because I've been at this thing about 25 years as my own entrepreneur, and I spent several years in corporate America. I was in the boardrooms, and I tell you, the more I think about the past of where I cut my teeth in corporate America, it just highlights the fact that the small business owners are playing, they're really swimming upstream because of what they're up against. I've done several shows on how strong these monopolies are in these big businesses, and what a disadvantage an unprepared small business may be. It's not your imagination that this is hard, but it's not going to be as hard if you go into it equipped with the information and the knowledge and the help that you need. Do not try to do this by yourself. I have a lot of clients who are attorneys, therapists, people with advanced degrees, and they themselves know that they can't do this by themselves. And the other thing I want to point out, now we have people who have, they've spent 4 years in undergrad, went and got an advanced degree in accounting and law and therapy and all these other disciplines. They did what it takes to be the masters in their field. Now, as an entrepreneur and a business owner, you can't just decide tomorrow to do this and then expect to be good at it. If it were that easy, everybody would be successful in business. It's not that easy, folks. I'm not saying it's impossible, but you got to get the knowledge and the help it takes to succeed. So that's why this show is here, and that's why we are my company, Gatewood Marketing. We also provide marketing, advertising, web, social media, graphic design, strategy, planning, you name it. We are business developers, so call me if you need any help. I'm on the show every Friday at 10:30 a.m., but the rest of the time, I'm over here helping businesses grow. I have a lot of attorneys, therapists, accountants, roofers, hair salons. I mean, I have a MFL football team, so I have a lot of people that I'm working with. So we just make sure that I want to make sure that you have access to this information. Even if you don't call me, call somebody. Folks, this is not easy. And it's not even easy for me to do this show by myself. I get help. That's why I bring in people like Miss Falasha Day on the phone. Falasha Day.
Hey, Robert, good morning.
Now, Felicia Day, she is a hard-working sister who understands everything I'm saying because she's out there. She's doing it every day. She's meeting with clients, people who have come to her because they realize, just like I mentioned in marketing area, people in accounting who are dealing with these books, they need help. When they go to her, I put a hat up, I put a feather in my cap, say, job well done, because you realize you need that help to get it done. Am I right, Felicia Day?
Yes, Robert, yes.
So this stuff is not easy, folks. Also have in the studio, Miss Pamela Little. Welcome to, what am I going to say, Happy Mental Health Month? Is that an appropriate term?
Well, I don't think you want to say it like that, Robert. But well, I would say happy in terms of we're making some leeway, some ground in where mental health was some, 30, 40 years ago.
It used to be you swept it under the rug. You had that aunt down the street you didn't talk about. All the kids knew she acted a little strange, but people didn't really talk about it.
Well, I would go as far as saying that based on the new, some of the more medical awareness that people are noticing or recognizing that a lot of what we deal with today in the mental health field is surrounded by genetics and then again environment. So I think that, we're making some strides and we have a long way to go, of course. And that's why I'm here and I'm an advocate for mental health to make certain that everyone is aware of some of the symptoms and how to, more importantly, get the help that you need.
All right. Well, later in the show, we're going to have, in the next segment, we're going to have Ms. Pamela Little. We're also going to talk about how mental health is affecting the kids. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. I'm surprised anybody grows up normal anymore. And pardon me for using the word normal. I'm sure Pam gave me the eye when I said that. You got this, everything now, you got to parse, because everything affects everything else. Your terminologies, your worries, your moods, your hand gestures, your attitude. You got to be careful and you got to make sure that when you're doing things, you're not making the situation worse.
So, correct.
So that's my.
So
that.
it's not quite happy, but we want folks that are suffering with some sadness to be happy.
Hello.
And we're going to talk a little bit about how they can do that.
All right. So that's going to be coming up at the 10:45 hour. Felicia Day, what you got for us today? I know you always bring something every time you go, every time you come on the show. I leave here more knowledgeable, better equipped than I did the day before. So what's what you got cooking at the 11 o'clock hour?
Well, Robert, I'm going to talk about better cash flow management. Tax season is over with, so they need to now be focusing on managing their money a little bit more effectively than what they did last year. So that's what I'm going to be talking about, money management, cash flow management, Robert.
And that is a good one, because people, a lot of these companies out here, they got money flowing in hand over fist, but they're not managing it. If you don't manage it right, it's going to come in as fast as it went out. In some cases, faster than it came in. So you want to make sure you're managing that cash and that you have the wherewithal, the knowledge, and that's why we have people like Ms. Felicia. They also go to marketingpulpit.com. You can find out more about our guest and our host and everything about the Marketing Pulpit radio show. Our mission, you can find more information about me. They have a section called about, I think I have a page on there. So you want to find out about what's going on here. We also, you can go to Facebook and get on Facebook, like us on Facebook. We're also on Twitter, and we're on Instagram. So go ahead and join us, like us, follow us. We will keep you abreast of what's going on in the business development and marketing world. Also, folks, you got to get out from behind the desk every now and then. Last evening, I went out to a networking event, a group called Team Network. Mr. Anthony Fears, he was coordinating the event. Miss Sandra Wills, Sandra Wilson and Bruce and Donna and a few other people were there. We had a good networking event, and I encourage people, you need to get out here. You can't, especially people who are working from home. If you're working from home and the only person you see every day is the man with the brown uniform and the big brown truck, that's not enough, folks. I mean, even if you do sell him something, that's only one time, and it's a good chance you're not going to sell him anything. But networking is also not about just selling. It's about meeting, making those connections, getting those stakeholders that it takes to run a business, stakeholders like partners, investors, suppliers, vendors, contractors, and, of course, clients and customers. Quickly, I want to talk about how you can spruce up your networking by letting networking, you can optimize it, energize it by connecting your networking efforts with social media. Some people see them separate as separate animals, but let's just use something like LinkedIn, for instance. If you are doing some networking, get out there and go. I know you, some of you folks haven't logged into your LinkedIn profile since you set it up. You got tons of mail just piling up. And let me tell you something, folks. That is really a social media faux pas. Let's just say you call somebody and you never called them back. It could have been a friend, could have been a client, could have been a contractor, could have been somebody who had money to give you. They connect, you set up this LinkedIn profile, so they assumed that you set it up, you're going to be checking it. So now you got thousands of unanswered mails in your LinkedIn account. So if you have that LinkedIn account, first of all, go in there, respond to those people who've reached out to you, and go ahead and spruce it up. Put in your most recent jobs. If you've changed jobs since the last time you set it up, if you have different contact information, don't have that old information sitting out there, and don't perform this faux pas of having people reach out to you and you not responding. Also, when it comes to networking and social media, I want you to dress up your online presence. Go ahead and Google yourself every now and then just to see what comes up. Sometimes it's going to be amazing. You're going to find out there's some folks that have your exact name. Sometimes they're doing exactly what you do. You got to go ahead and do that little separation to make sure that when people Google you and bring up your name, that what is coming up is what you want to represent you. So that means you got to make sure your credentials are right, your reputation is intact, put some good photos out there, but make sure that your online presence actually represents you. Also, when somebody reaches out to you on social media, don't just do that little canned response that says, okay, thanks for reaching out to me. You have that little thing on automatic. Say something personal. It was nice meeting you at the networking event. Thank you for reaching out to me. And then say something that you have in common with that person. But, you know, use the common thread that got you together in the first place and go ahead and talk about it. Hey, I see we're part of the same profession. We're both attorneys. We're both in the marketing field. We're both in the mental health. We're both accountants. We're in the same group. I'm in the same neck of the woods. We're in the same building. Say something to make it personal, to let them know that you have something in common, because as human beings, we tend to communicate better with people that we feel we have something in common with. Get to the point. When you reach out, get to the point. Don't be dragging them along and wondering what's going to happen later on down the road. So, look, I'm reaching out to you because I just joined this networking group. I want to know if you know anything about this group. You know, ask a question, do something that lets you know that this person is relevant to you now. Also, don't be a PIA. That's a pain in the you-know-what. Don't just bug the person forever and ever and ever without getting to the point. And also, actually, try to set up a face-to-face connection if they're in your area. Folks, that's some tips right now on social media and how social media meets the networking world. When we come back, we're going to have Pamela Little talking about mental health. This is the Marketing Pulpit. Hang on to your hat. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WO and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL Traffic and Weather Report brought to you by Unbound.org. 295 northbound. Very slow into the work zone before Benning Road. The delay beginning before the 11th Street Bridge. Southbound 295 is slow from Eastern Avenue to East Capitol Street. New York Avenue inbound was pretty heavy from South Dakota Avenue down to Bladensburg Road. Allentown Road, the police activity was removed between Brinkley Road and Old Branch Avenue. A little slow still as you head through that stretch of Allentown Road, but gradually improving. Just like kids here, children across the world have big dreams for their futures. Give one child the opportunity for a better tomorrow at unbound.org. Now your WOL weather forecast. Sunny this morning, could see a thunderstorm this afternoon, a high around 90. Chance of a thunderstorm in the evening and then cloudy overnight down to 61 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler, a high near 70 degrees. Steve Hirshhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
Uh, I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We are celebrating 7 years of being on the air this month. So we got a little something to celebrate here. 7 years is, man, that's a pretty good little span of time in radio world. Glad to have this platform. Like to thank some people who made it possible. Miss Karen Jackson, she's over here. Folks, if you thought about getting on air yourself, you might want to talk to this sister, Karen Jackson, over here. She's been around Radio 1 for a minute. She knows how to get you in and out of here. Also want to thank Miss Kathy Hughes, the CEO of Radio 1, which was soon to be Urban 1, Mr. Alfred Liggins, Mr. Ron Thompson, and our engineer, Alonzo. All these people make it possible. Thank you for making this radio show possible. Thank you to listeners also for sticking with us for 7 years. I also want to thank our co-hosts. We have co-hosts, we have guest hosts, we have co-hosts. Miss Velasquez is one of them, and she's on the line. She's going to be talking about accounting and cash flow management later on. Velasquez, I can't wait to hear this. I got my notes out because, you know, sometimes I got a hole in my pocket, so I want to make...
I'm excited about this.
So you hang on. Your mic there. Let me check your mic there. Now we're going to get to also go to marketingpulpit.com if you want to find out information about our guest, Ms. Velasquez. And Velasquez is not a guest. She is a co-host. And our guest, Ms. Pamela Little, go to marketingpulpit.com, and you can find their contact information and how to reach out to them. Also, in 11:15 hour, we're going to have Ms. Wanda Johnson from SAYSS, Seniors and Youth Support Services. She's going to talk about Alzheimer's and aging, which is another mental health challenge that's being coming to the forefront in these days. So I want to look forward to that at 11:15 hour. So Ms. Little, Pamela, I shouldn't be calling you Ms. Little because you've been on the show so many times. You're like a part of the team. So I'm going to say Pam. What do people call you? What do your friends and family call you?
Pam? Depends on what day it is. No, they call me Pam.
Pam, okay. Pam.
They call me Pam.
Pam, all right, Pam. Now, this is Mental Health Month.
Correct.
The month of May is Mental Health Month. Now, has there always been a Mental Health Month? Is this something that just happened recently? Is it because Mental Health now is coming to the forefront? I think it's very appropriate, by the way, to have a Mental Health Month for people like yourself who are battling this condition, some people having trouble adjusting for all different types of reasons. So first of all, I want to say hats off to whoever recognized mental health and by assigning a month to it. So tell us about your company, first of all. Let's tell about you and your company.
Well, I am a licensed professional therapist. I'm trained in art therapy. I also use mindfulness in my traditional sessions. I have been working in the counseling field for over 15 years in different capacities. I've worked in different facilities, and now I'm in private practice. And I work with children, adolescents, and adults.
So what's the latest right now in the mental health world? I know there's a lot going on, but you know how some things rise to the surface, some things subside. So what's the buzz right now?
Well, the buzz right now to me that sticks out more for me is the stand up against the stigma of mental health.
Okay.
A lot of people are afraid to go forth to get tested, to get diagnosis, or to even find out what is the root of the problem that they may be or their family member is experiencing. So right now, I think that's the biggest thing. So
the stigma is still there, I guess?
Oh, yes.
Because let's say if I go to apply for a job whether a job, relationship, you still are very reluctant. I mean, I could break my leg. I could get shot. I could get run over with a bus, and I'll tell that with no hesitation. I can have a myriad of other challenges and complications. But people are still very reluctant to mention the word mental health because
exactly.
People are going to look at you funny.
Yes, and I'm here as an advocate for, standing against the stigma. I believe in moving past to stand up to that by moving past your fears to what I call moving from fears to freedom, to getting the help you want and you need. No one asks to have ADHD, bipolar, mood disorders. No one asks that. That's a brain. That's something that neuroscience is really, really stepping up and coming really, really apparent in today. Is that it's not just environmental, but it's genetics. It's okay. Things that have happened over years and years and years in our lives. And, you know, kids are coming to deal with this because, like I said, back in the 30s, 40s, 20s, long ago, when we wasn't aware of what it meant to have someone with an intellectual disability or what somebody called depression. It's just like you say, sweep it under the rug and keep it moving. But then that's where the depression comes. You start to suppress those feelings and emotions, and now it's just running wild in our kids and in our communities.
Well, you mentioned kids. So, I mean, the poor babies, they stressed out too.
Absolutely, Robert. And I want the audience to hear me on this, is that the kids are not only dealing with their own issues, but they're dealing with issues of the family all around. You have mothers who, you know, are caring for their children and having to go to work and stress of finances and things like that. Or even the, you know, the two-parent household. It's just the stress that the families are dealing with, and it impacts the kids. They go to school. You know, sometimes it might not be enough to eat, and, you know, which creates anger or frustration, and they act out, they misbehave, they fall asleep. And it's just a myriad of things that these kids are dealing with, you know, just like I say, within their own issues, bullying, peer pressure, just the fact that they have something going on with them, but they don't even understand what's going on with them. They don't understand why I'm switching my moods, why people tease me about you bipolar, whether it's true or not, but they know that they're having these issues. Or I'm impulsive. I have this disruptive behavior, and my teacher is going, pulling her hair out on how to help me, how to deal with this, the anxiety of being worrying about everything. And that child that's dealing with some mild depression that's sad or tends to isolate themselves, and it's just too much. They really are dealing with things that they don't even really understand.
Well, you know, you hit on something, because I seem like every other week now there's some kid doing something on Facebook, either taking their lives, they're attempting to take their lives, they're bullying other kids. I mean, Facebook has almost like become a peep into the mental health world, because there are some people on, some of these folks on Facebook, they really have some challenges. And some of the more celebrated cases we've seen recently where kids have actually taken their lives on camera. And so that is like if you have any questions or doubt that this is a problem, just go to your Facebook feed sometime, and it's right there in your face. So that tells me right away that there is a problem out there.
Oh, absolutely. And again, I would employ the families to talk to their pediatricians. The pediatricians are one of the first line responders when the kids are going to the doctors, that they, you know, ask your pediatrician if they don't bring it up to you first. And you can start as early as 18 months. And another important person in their life is the teachers. I want to get into the schools and help the teachers understand how to deal with some of these things.
All right, we have a caller on the line. Christine, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit. You have a question for our guest or host?
Yes, hello there. How are you?
We're doing fine, thank you.
I listen to your program all the time. And the last time I heard you, you had Attorney Hale on the radio show. Mm-hmm. Do you by chance have her phone number or where I can reach her again?
I'll tell you what, go to marketingpulpit.com. I don't have it right here in front of me. Go to marketingpulpit.com, and she is right there on the homepage. You might have to go down a couple of screens, but she's right there on the homepage. You'll see her web address and her phone number. So that's Attorney Hillman, right?
Hillman. Is Hillman?
Right. Tisha Hillman. Yes,
all I have is, thank you, Attorney Hillman. I'll look it up, and if I don't find it, I'll call you back.
Okay. Thanks a lot. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Christine. She's a regular listener of the show, and that's one thing about the show. We do bring good resources, like Ms. Little here and Felicia Day. Also, we have Attorney Hillman and a few other guest hosts that come on the show from time to time. And so, guests, listeners, by all means, if you hear something on the show and you're wondering how to reach out to that person, go to marketingpulpit.com, and we usually put the information right there on the homepage so you can reach out to them without having to, you know, pull your hair out trying to figure out how to reach them. We're talking about, we have Pamela Little of Sensory 3. She's a therapist, and we also have on the line Felicia Day. If you have a question for any of our guests or myself, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We're actually discussing mental health. This is Mental Health Month. and we were talking about some of the challenges that children have. So if I'm a mother right now or a father, and I have a young person who's going to school, or and what are some of the signs that they may be experiencing some type of mental challenges?
Some stressors is what we call them, and it might be some of the things that are apparent is if the child all of a sudden starts to coming up with excuses as to why they can't go to school. It could be a number of things, but it's just out of the norm that this child is, you know, reluctant to go to school. If the child start experiencing a lot more headaches than normal, and it's not even, you know, more so they suffer with the allergies. Also, if the child is getting a little bit more isolated, like to be by themselves, you know, they're on their iPads and tablets, they're on these technology things where, you know, a lot is going on. So parents need to be aware of that, more isolation. And also signs of I'd say, you know, they're with their peers a little bit more. They're starting to hang out and starting to be a little bit more sneaky and bringing in the book bags and things like that, closing the doors.
Mm-hmm.
But also lack of not wanting to eat. And one of the other things I noticed in my practice here recently is where kids are dealing with a lot of grief and loss of family, but it's coming out with their anger. They're going through the stages of grief, but it looks different. That, you know, it looks like they may have ADHD because they're all over the place, can't concentrate, not being able to focus and remembering things. So parents should be aware of just signs that are not, you know, normal for their child. And if it's the parent that's working a lot, or the parent is, you know, they have other support system to help them, it's still ask and talk to your child. Reach out to them and then make sure you're in touch with some of their friends, because their friends are really passing those notes of suicidal thoughts or other behaviors or other things that are happening. And check their technology. Check and the teachers, too.
Well, I tell you what, hold on a second there, Ms. Little. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to have you give out your information and how parents can reach out to you if they're seeing some of these signs, or if you just want more information. This is The Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Felicia Day and cash flow management, and we're going to finish up with a therapist panel a little. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
Man, nothing beats seeing an NBA game in person.
Hey, buddy, thanks again for driving. So, where are our seats?
Oh, we're sitting right around the corner.
Hey, but before we do anything, let me stop for a second at the designated driver booth and make the pledge.
Excuse me, sir, did you say designated driver?
Yeah, I'm the designated driver tonight.
Congratulations, you are a winner. And for being the designated driver and always buckling up, every trip, every time, you have won the adoration of your friends and family who will get home safely from the game.
Cool.
Your prize also includes the gratitude of all of the drivers on the road who won't have to fear for their lives. And finally, you've won the chance to follow your favorite NBA team to the NBA Finals, because responsibility has its rewards.
Woo! Yeah!
To find out more, visit the designated driver booth at the arena or visit rhir.org. A message from this station and Team Coalition.
Kids are going to get bumps and bruises as they grow up. It's part of being a kid. But we can protect kids from serious injuries. Did you know that preventable injuries are the number one cause of death for children in the United States? But the thing about preventable injuries is that they're preventable. This is a problem we can fix. There are little things we can do so kids can grow up to do big things. Learn more at safekids.org.
1450 WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, all you business owners and business friends of business owners and people just like a good entertaining show, whatever your reason for listening, I appreciate you. Glad to have you tuning in with us on this bright and sunny Friday morning. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We bring you the good marketing gospel. If you have a business and you are trying to take that business to the next level, folks, I'm telling you, don't try to do this by yourself. And this is what I hear from folks that, look, I'm going to take a conservative approach. because I don't want to do something drastic that's going to cause me. Well, look, I put it this way. If you're going to fail, go ahead and get it out the way. But don't be doing this death by a thousand paper cuts, dragging it out for the next 30 years. Then you wonder what happened to your life. You're going to fail at some point. But the most successful people out here have failed and they failed again. Just learn from it. Don't put your house on the line or anything you can't recover from. But take some risk, folks. You're not going to get there by being all timid and scared to take some risk. Get a guy like me on your team. I'm going to minimize those risks. I've already seen what you're going to run into. I know the pitfalls. I know where the bodies are buried. Get you some help. Call me, 301-839-2836, and I can help you navigate those waters. We have in the studio Ms. Pamela Little. We have on the line Ms. Felicia Day. I got an exciting show going on here. Ms. Little, why don't you do this? Let the audience know how they can reach you and some of the services that you offer, please.
Again, Robert, my business is Plate of Expressions. That's the therapy side, and I have Sensory 3, which I use for coaching, and some mindfulness where I integrate art into the process. My number is 301-494-8010.
All right, folks. That's Ms. Pamela Little, and she brings us some great information here on Mental Health Week, Mental Health Month. Thank you, Ms. Little. Thank you very much. And we'll have you back on the show soon. All right. Now, let's going to switch gears here just a little bit. We have Ms. Felicia Day. She's our in-house accountant, money person, financial guru. This lady knows the stuff, y'all. Tell him. I cannot say this enough. She is busy, too. She is busy. So you want to look her up and see if you can get on her schedule, on her appointment book, before she fills up for the next couple of weeks. So, but anyway, before I talk too much about her, I'm just going to let her come on here and talk about this cash flow management. Now, you're talking about cash flow. And if you want to introduce yourself again, Felicia Day, please introduce yourself to the new listeners.
Hey, everybody. I'm Felicia Day, the owner of Suncrest Financial Services, located here in Largo, Maryland. I help entrepreneurs really know what's going on with their business and to really manage their cash flow.
And I'm one to say, and I must admit, when I first started my company, you know, people, business owners, they like to think they know everything, because you know how to cook a cake, or if you know how to get people out of jail, if you know how to balance your books, you figure you must understand marketing and everything else. By the same token, people like myself who think I know marketing, I admit I need some help when it comes to these books and these financial matters. And that's why I come to people like Felicia Day. And I'm glad to have her as a host. And I'm glad to have her to bring this information to you on the third Friday of every month. So let's get to this cash flow management. What is it? What is it? Does it just mean that I just need to make money, make sure my money is coming in? Making my debits and credits add up? What is cash flow management?
Well, you know, cash flow management is the process of really basically controlling what's coming in the business, okay, mm-hmm. what's going out of the business, and to really project, prevent, and isolate any type of shortfall that may possible come in the meantime.
I guess, you know, one of the rules of counting and viability is to make sure you got more coming in than going out. But some people don't know because they're not managing. They don't have a mm-hmm. clue.
Now, you know, Robert, starting out, you know what I mean? 6 months, maybe even a year, even 2 years, you're going to probably have more money going out than what's coming in, or mm-hmm. more money that's coming out, and you're only breaking even because mm-hmm. it's, you know, more money going out and the same amount coming in. So, no, that's pretty expected. So that's
right.
Why most entrepreneurs, when they do it, if they go full in, like 100%, no job, they have to really reduce their personal expenses before they jump and leave their job, before they jump to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
But most small businesses start off like that. So it's expected. But the thing about it, Robert, is that while they are having those shortfalls, they don't know why.
Right. Okay.
See, that's where better cash flow management comes into place, because then you can be preventative. You probably know that you may have to make more sales calls, or you know you may need to be at more networking events, or you know you may have to boost your ads for that month. But if you aren't managing your cash flow, how do you know what you need to do?
That's right, because sometimes you're sitting there, you got money coming in, you're saying, man, life is good. But if you don't know how much is going out, all of a sudden, you look at your bank account, that sucker's in the minus, and you have no idea why, because you weren't managing your cash.
Yeah. And the biggest problem I see, Robert, and you may have clients that have done that, they transition from their job and just flush so much money into their business, and they don't know what they put into it. Mm-hmm. So by the time they've actually jumped out full flash, they've already invested hundreds of thousands of dollars and didn't know because they wasn't, you know, managing the cash flow and really taking that business serious before that.
Now, what should people do? What is some of your advice on how to get a better grip on this cash flow management challenge?
Well, Robert, the only way to really get a grip of it, the first thing you have to do is to be able to see it.
See it, okay.
So to be able to see it, they have to do bookkeeping early. And I know probably all listeners are like, no, I don't want to do bookkeeping. I hate accounting. I don't want to hire an accountant. I don't want to do that. But whatever you decide to do, you have to have bookkeeping.
And bookkeeping,
no way around it.
And bookkeeping is slightly different than having a CPA necessarily. You might have a CPA or accountant like yourself to look it over and do your returns, but a bookkeeper really just plugging in the numbers, right? Hello, Flocky.
Well, they are plugging in the numbers, but they're putting it in a more readable stance. Mm-hmm. So right now, if you look at your bank account, you may not know exactly without calculating some stuff how much money you spent last month in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But if you were to have bookkeeping, what it does is it turns all of those transactions, Robert, that you made throughout the month or the year into something that you can understand.
Okay.
Into logic. So you really need the bookkeeping to put the numbers into plain text. This is what it is. This is what I spent, and this is the amount.
Now, there's some.
So it is plugging in the information, but it's plugging it in to get the actual picture of what we're doing.
Now, there's some program that you might recommend or that you might suggest to help people to help manage or organize their finances, their books?
Yeah. So, you know, our listeners are very broad in sense of age. Again, we have some, you know, millennials like myself where we do everything online. So they may prefer to do like QuickBooks Online or Xero. We have Wave Accounting, and all of them are just so inexpensive. We're talking about $15.99, even as high as maybe $29.99, depending on how large your company is. But if you're old school, you can just basically hire an accountant for them to create you a little spreadsheet where you can plug in your numbers every month, and you still get the somewhat the same result, but just not as much flexibility. So they can still use Excel.
So what you don't want is these surprises. Like, I'm kind of old school. Even though I'm probably doing all three, and I do marry them all at some point. But I remember this company I used to work for many years ago, and he kind of got me into this habit. He just kept a spreadsheet open on his computer at all times. I mean, really, it's old school. It's archaic. And some people say, man, this is from the dinosaur era. Money comes in, he puts it in that spreadsheet. Money goes out, he puts it in that spreadsheet. And he knows up to the minute how much money he has. I mean, it's fail-proof. If it comes in, you add it. If it goes out, you take it out. And now he's not waiting to log in. He's not waiting to go to the computer or download any type of app. So I think one of the things, you have to do what works for you. There is no universal, as long as you managing that cash in an organized way so you know what's coming in and what's going out. Would that be an accurate statement?
You know what? That is pretty accurate, Robert. Yeah. It doesn't matter how many systems is out there. What works for you and that's going to keep you consistent?
I totally agree. Like I said, I'm using Peachtree. And Peachtree, some people never even heard of Peachtree, but most people
know. Yeah, that's so old school, Robert. Yeah.
But they did. They went. They did. They went from Peachtree. Now they just called Sage and say SAGE. Yep. So it is a little more. Most people don't know it by the old Peachtree name, but I just got used to that system, and it spits out the information that I need. And I also keep a spreadsheet open. Every time somebody puts money in my hand, I go to that spreadsheet. I put the who came from, the date it came in, how much it was. And that's all I need to know at that particular time, because now I have a record. I am managing my cash, and if big money goes out, I plug it in quite as well. And then that money goes into my accounting system. But I'm a big fan because, man, let me tell you, one thing you're going to avoid by these return draft fees, some people, those things can eat up your budget. You go out here to most of these banks are going to charge you about a $30 return fee. You hit a couple of those a week or a month, you're going to be up to a few hundred bucks, and that wasn't even part of your budget. Yeah. So now, if you had cash flow issues before, now it's been compounded.
You know, Robert, let me give them two more tips, and then they can just hopefully just think that they need it.
Okay.
You know, that's one thing that will keep their business flowing and growing, actually. So,
okay.
Yeah, they need to actually try to get as much money up front as possible. Try to get their payments up front.
Mm-hmm.
You want to encourage to pay your customers faster, and the only faster way to do it is try to get up front.
Ooh,
so
boy.
If you're a service-based business, most of you, if you're not collecting retainers right now, you need to implement a process of retainers.
Ooh,
but
girl.
I need you to put their secondary payment or third payment or fourth payment or automate it.
Ooh.
You need to automate that.
Boy, you talking my language now.
Woo. Yeah, you have to automate that.
You got to get some money up front and get the rest of it on automation. I love that.
Exactly. Get as much as you can up front and put everything on automation. Okay? Then also, you want to, how would I say this? Be creative nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just got a new client. I told him he's a brick and mortar. He's a service-based business. I said, he needs a product. You need something that your customers can use outside of you providing their service every several months.
Hmm.
And so now, if to boost sales and to really bring in money, you need to create a product. I know we have so many service-based businesses here in the DMV area, but if you look at a majority of the firms, majority of the people, they don't have their own product. What it is that you can bring to the market offer your customers, even your existing customers.
I love that advice. That's something that I have been preaching to my clients in the marketing realm. They're doing all these services that are intangibles, and sometimes people just can't wrap their brain around that intangible. Even if they do it, they may pay you one time, but then they don't feel like they should pay you continuously. But if you have a product like a book or tape or CD or something that people can put their hands on, it's an extension of your service product, but it also, like I said, it creates some incoming cash on a regular basis. So that's very good advice. So Felicia Day, now, how can people find out more about your services and any other parting tips on cash flow?
Oh, well, with cash flow, just try to extend. Like, let's say, for example, if they are a product-based business, if they own their manufacturers, try to get the longest possible payment terms that you can. I know when you're starting off, they may not allow you to have net 60 or net 90, but try to pay them consistently for 6 months. Do what you can to build that relationship and that rapport so you can now reduce your payment terms. So you don't have to, every time you need product, buy product. See, that's where a lot of small business owners are just losing a lot of working capital, Robert, because they have to pay for everything right then and there. They don't have the relationships that they have. And these are non-interest relationships. These do not accumulate interest on those payments.
Well, Felicia Day, hang on a second. I'm going to let you finish up after the break. Folks, you have Felicia Day. She's giving us some great tips on cash flow management. We're going to be back after the break. Then we're going to have Ms. Wanda Johnson with SAYSS, Youth and Senior Support Services. This is The Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Right downtown, it was a police investigation on 6th Street between H and G Streets Northwest. That looks like that just wrapped up and it just reopened. 295 northbound is slow into the work zone after East Capitol Street before Benning Road in the right lane. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation invites you to take steps for cures at a walk event near you. Get started at cctakesteps.org. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by Lead Safe America. Sunny this morning, could see scattered thunderstorms later today, high near 90 degrees. Cloudy overnight tonight, down to 61 and 4. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler, high near 70. Think lead poisoning is just a problem of the past? Think again. One in four kids lives in a home with potential lead pain hazards. Learn more Be safe. LedSafeAmerica.org. Steve Hirshhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses. I have on the line Ms. Falasha today. She is giving us some excellent tips. And, folks, let me tell you something. Call this young lady. She is not going to steer you wrong. As a matter of fact, she's going to steer you right. You don't think of services like hers as an expense. Her service is actually going to save you some money. It's going to make you some money. So don't be so stingy and saying, look, well, don't be penny wise and pound foolish. The little money that she might charge you to get your books and your house in order is going to pay for itself several times over the life of your business. So anyway, Falasha Day, thank you for joining us again today and bringing us this good information.
Thank you for having me, Robert.
So let people know how they can find you, because I'm sure if any of these listeners out here are starting a business, they keep running out of, you run out of money before you run out of month or something like that. Some will say.
Robert, if they want to reach out to me, which I hope, they can give the office a call at 202-618-1297.
Okay. And web address, what you get web address there?
Yep. If you want to check out more details, I would prefer you go to Accounting with Falasha Day, which is a lot. Accounting with African Frank, OLASABE.com.
All right. That's Falasha Day. Accounting with Falasha Day. Folks, also go to marketingpulpit.com. We have her right there on the homepage. And if you're also on our Twitter, if you're following us on Twitter or Facebook, we also send these notifications out. And we have her information on that as well, when she's going to be on the show. And so go to marketingpulpit.com, reach out to her, and get your financial house in order. Money needs to be coming in. Money's going out. You need to figure it out. And she gave some great advice on how to really increase your revenue, selling a product, find a product to sell, how to extend those, get that money up front, and then get on automatic and extend those payment terms. Great advice, Falasha Day. Thanks a lot. Hang on. We're going to have Miss Wanda Johnson coming on. Thanks again, Falasha Day.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. That's Falasha Day. This lady, she knows her stuff. She knows her stuff. I'm telling you, I'm just glad I ran across. Some people you meet in your life and they have made a profound impact. I'm a government contractor. And anybody who's ever done government contracting, you got to have your house in order, because they're going to look your stuff up. They're going to be all up in your business. So when I got my Sam's, my cage code and all that good stuff. I went to Falasha Day and said, look, get me straight. I want to be squeaky clean. And she did it. So, folks, if you want those government contract wannabes, or if you have some financial crises or any issues, reach out to her, 202-618-1297, Accounting with Falasha Day, or go to marketingpulpit.com. We have her information on the homepage. I don't want to say celebrating Mental Health Week, but if we can say celebrating, it's because we have pulled it from under the rug and putting shining light on it, because a lot of people are being challenged by some mental health issues. We have in the studio Ms. Wanda Johnson. She has an organization called Seniors and Youth Support Services, SAVES. You can also find her on the homepage, her information on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit. And she also has an event coming up this month. But first, let's talk about some of the challenges that Alzheimer's and aging. That's one of the topics we want to talk about with you, because in your service, that's something you deal with on a regular basis. So first, tell us a little bit about your service, and then let's jump into this topic.
Thank you for having me, Robert. My name is Wanda Johnson. I'm the CEO and founder of Seniors and Youth Support Services. So what my service is we're a nonprofit organization. And I provide companion care for seniors that are not able to care for themselves. Mm-hmm. Companion care such as assistance with mobility, personal hygiene, and let me correct myself, it's non-medical companion care.
Okay.
And that would be inclusive of meal preparation, transportation, medication reminders. We also have education for our seniors in senior communities. And then again, we also provide personal care as well. The youth program, we have a mentor program. It is a community-based program. We have group sessions where we're talking to youths anywhere from the age of 7 to 18 years old on group issues or youth issues, that would be inclusive of depression, peer pressure, bullying, inclusive of cyberbullying, and other issues of concern with our youth today.
So what, now you deal with, like I said, you deal with the youth and you deal with the seniors. So what portion of your business is elderly?
We have companion care that directly deals with our elderly community. So, you know, we provide companion care services with for those seniors who are not able to they don't have mobility. They may have mobility issues. It could be arthritis. It could have maybe come from being discharged from a hospital when they need some assistance at home. So they have to be residing at home in order to have that service provided.
So even though you don't provide medical for your clients, but you deal with people that have Alzheimer's. That's quite a common disease that people in your care are dealing with. How common is that?
Well, it's pretty common. There's about a 60 to 80% of prevalent issues that intertwine with this type of disease. Alzheimer's is very prevalent in our aging community.
So if somebody has Alzheimer's, what kind of care is necessary? Is it... I'm sure that care for somebody with Alzheimer's is different than from somebody who doesn't have it. What's the difference in the care?
Well, in some severe, moderate to severe cases of Alzheimer's, you would need 24-hour care, round-the-clock care, so that someone does not harm themselves or others, but in terms of how SAES is able to assist our seniors in our community would be, brain activity. You know, we have to keep our seniors who have dementia very busy with games, activities, music. It's like your brain is a sponge. It's like a muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. So you want to keep the brain very active. It's recommended for those to have exercise also helps.
Okay. So you got to keep busy, in other words. You can't
absolutely.
Stand up, they just can't sit there. That's going to, I guess, going to make it worse, or if not, it's definitely not going to halt it or slow it down. And first of all, I want to thank you for the service that you do provide to the community. My mom is 97 years old, and I know she's experiencing some of these symptoms that you described. We have to keep her busy. I went home for Mother's Day, and she came out in the yard. I was out there in my car, and I took her for a walk around the house, and I could just see a difference in her whole spirit. Just that little activity of walking her around the house and come back in the house. I'm kind of keeping her busy in conversation. So I understand, and I'm sure that you encounter that a lot in your service. Now you're having an event coming up to help bring support and awareness to the services that you offer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Robert, I am giving a white soiree. It's the all-white spring soiree. It is a fundraiser. It's going to be local in our Prince George's County community. The address is 9 p.m. It's, first of all, the date is Saturday. It's tomorrow. The 20th,
what?
From 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The tickets are $25. You have to go online to purchase your tickets because there are no ticket sales at the door.
And I understand you sold up. You just about sold out.
Yes, we just about sold out. Again, this is a fundraiser, so we really depend on the community to, help us to maximize our efforts and having this a very successful event. And again, this is very important for you guys to know that this fundraiser is going to allow our seniors in the community to continue to have low out-of-pocket expense costs. So your support is very, very important. Let me just give you the address to this event.
Okay.
Our all-white spring soiree is going to be located tomorrow on May 20th. At 9421 West Largo Drive, Largo, Maryland, 20774. We're going to have some heavy hors d'oeuvres, so we're going to have some great food for you guys. There's a cash bar, we've got a free raffle, and a surprise guest artist. So we'd love for you all to come out and join in this wonderful celebration.
So she didn't tell you all that I was going to come out and do my Donald Trump impression. That crooked Hillary, they're trying to sweep me under the rug. I do the best soirees. I'm going to bring out my white shoes, my white suit.
That would be great if Robert can. David Sutton is also going to be there. They call him DC Lou. He's the only impersonator for Lou Rawls, and he is really, really good. So he's going to be joining us as well, performing.
Folks, I'm not going to be there doing the Donald Trump impression. That might scare some of your possible attendees away. I would not be doing the Donald Trump impression tomorrow. But I do think about this, though. All you guys that have those, remember everybody buys that white suit. You say you're going to one day get to wear on the yacht when you take that cruise, but that cruise just never happens. Well, here's a chance to bring it out. Get those white shoes, that white suit you had. All you ladies, all you guys that have that white suit that's in the back of your closet, you've never had a chance to wear it. Now you have an event. Come on out to the all-white soiree, that spring soiree sponsored by SAYS. And you're doing a good service. You're helping seniors, people that need this service. And so it gives them an opportunity because SAYS is a nonprofit and they need your support. But here's a chance to have fun and support a worthy cause. Go to the website, SAYSS.org. Wanda, thank you. And I'm sure you're going to have a great turnout. I like having you on the show. You help bring good information. And this event, folks, go ahead to the website also. Go to Marketing Pulpit. We have the information right there on the homepage. And if you got that email blast this morning, it's also in your email blast. Folks, thank you, Wanda. I also want to thank our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you're looking for a business location for your business, if you're looking for someone to answer your phone, a place to drop off your mail and all those packages, go to BLESuites.com or call them at 301-322-1700. Folks, I want to thank you again. I want to thank my guests, Ms. Pam Little, Ms. Felicia as our co-host, and Ms. Wanda Johnson
for
the SAYSS. It's going to wrap up the show for today. We'll be back next week at the same time. Go to marketingpulpit.com for more information. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk, folks. Let's get to work.
Good morning, I'm Nick Bovey. Here's the latest from NewsOne.com, brought to you by Compassion International. Becoming a child sponsor with Compassion International can change the world one child at a time. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. Those for and against a proposed name change at Jeb Stuart High School gathered for a community meeting last night to hear both sides of the story. Students are weighing in.
I'm just for it, just because it's a Confederate leader.